Pow, we're live.
So we're here for real this time.
I think so, but I'm ignoring everyone while I check my phone.
That's not how to do a podcast.
It is.
It really isn't.
I can do whatever the fuck I want.
I'm trying to find us on here so I can...
So you can't find yourself.
I'm not... Just be quiet.
I mean, you could never find yourself.
Just... Stop talking to me.
Here, I found us. I think this is me. The only way I can know for sure is if I do a dance. And because it's a 5-second delay, now I get to watch myself dance. That's sick! That was smooth. That was smooth. We don't even officially start for 2 minutes, and I'm already dancing, giving content, giving value to the audience.
This is not value.
This is value.
If you were in a strip club, no one would ever pay to watch you dance. Why don't you have a shirt on?
I admit that's value.
So rather than be late, you decided to come on early and fuck around for 2 minutes.
Yeah, like, you know, I can just do whatever I want. Do a poll, ask if that's value.
No.
Do a poll and ask if that's value. If it's not value, I promise I will never do it again.
I want everybody watching to do push-ups for the next 2 minutes.
I want to know if that's value.
Can Andrew dance is the poll.
Yes.
I only dance when I buy a new Rolls Royce, as you all know.
The new Rolls Royce dance. Yeah, that's is a good dance. We already have some take speeches. I mean, take
Super speech. Chats.
Super chats, yeah.
Is Tristan wearing his custom baby seal leather boots? No, it's not baby seal. Do you have a camera that can zoom in if I lift my shoe up?
What's my name?
Mr. Producer. I'm going to take my shoe off to show you what shoes I'm wearing. No baby seal. Unfortunately, if they existed, I would buy them. The only thing better... Alligator. Handmade alligator boots.
Yoga fire.
Can people hear the sound effects? What if I play all the sound effects at once? Can I hear it?
Yoga, trying to get all night. Now get on that.
Don't play the fuck with me, bro. Let's get this show on the road.
It's 9 o'clock. It's officially time. Welcome to Emergency Meeting, episode 12. Right, first topic of conversation is my dancing. What's the poll say?
Oh, this is painful. Can Andrew dance? 75% yes.
I was giving value before you were even fucking born. Admit it. As I exited the womb, knowing that soon, about 2 years later, a year and a half later, I'd have a younger brother who was insulting to my skills. I decided to perfect dance moves that I could bust out 35 years later to a live stream on the internet, which wasn't yet existed. But I knew it would come, and here I am, vindicated, once and for all.
First, I'm going to answer a super chat. And then I'm going to ask you about what we've been doing for the last week and a half. Because Take Confidential, as you know, which is now in development for its third series, doesn't broadcast live. It's always slightly delayed. So nobody knows what we've been up to. There is one super chat I want to answer, and I think you're going to agree with my answer. It is, which red pill guy do you think is the biggest dork, etc., etc.? They are all talking about me right now. All the ones who have criticized me, all the ones who have criticized Andrew, and they're talking about me and making videos about me, despite begging to be in my organizations, begging to be on my podcasts, begging me to be on their podcasts for ages, because me and Andrew are now far more relevant than they could ever dream of being. I'm not going to say any of their names, because that's exactly what they want. When they try to bait me by making stupid videos, they want me to sit here and be like, well, this guy said, I don't care about them. I never did. I'm not interested.
Yeah, there's some good guys. Like, there's
the don't know. There's loads of good guys. Yeah, I'm saying the ones who are coming at us. I have friends in the red pill space. Good friends.
But yeah, there's dudes making hit videos, hit pieces and stuff. But we don't give a fuck.
Yeah, well, when you ask who the biggest dork is, you're going to talk about people who I don't like. And all of the people who I don't like, I'm not going to mention. They dream of being mentioned on Emergency Meeting Live.
The problem is with them is that they look like geeks.
Oh, they look like geeks. Now, have you ever heard the old adage from Take Confidential? If you look like a geek, then you must be a geek.
That's how it goes. How are you going to go through life looking like a geek but not being a geek?
Have you ever seen a man who looks like a geek who wasn't one? Because you see men who don't look like geeks, but they are. But if you look like a geek, it's a rule of the universe. You must be.
Yeah, because you could just stop looking like a geek if you weren't actually a geek.
I know. Do you know where that came from? In fact, I'm going to find an old school friend of mine. I once listened to friends of mine rap battling when I was about 15 years old. And a friend of mine who I went to school with was an African guy by the name of Mamyusu. Shout out to Mamyusu from Luton if you're watching. He might be G of the Week. And Mamyusu, I said, insult me in freestyle. And he said, Tristan's a bitch. He's the motherfucking snitch. He looks like a geek, and so he must be. And I was 15, and I walked away after being insulted in that rap battle. Mamyusu was my friend. We were cool. And I thought, you know what? That may be the most ironclad logic since E equals MC squared. Irrefutable that if you look like a geek, then you must be a geek. So when you see people who look like geeks talk about me and my brother, they're geeks.
They're geeks.
Don't listen to geeks. Turn it off. Why would you listen to geeks?
Yeah, they're geeks. Don't listen to these
people. No reason.
They're nerds. It's actually like the whole internet. We have half the internet supporting us, half the internet coming for us right now. And it's actually a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it is.
I truly, truly love every single piece of hate that's brought out against me because I know that anyone with a brain can see through it. And my monumental success is aided by their jealousy. And the fact that they cannot stop saying my name. I own them. I own the internet now. Like, these people are literally my fans. They watch everything I say, and they do a video on their channel to their subscribers talking about me every single fucking day, and they can't help it. And I don't watch any of their stuff. They are my fans. I win forever.
Yoga fire.
So people like you, wonderful, loyal Emergency Meeting Live and Take Confidential viewers, you guys are on the right side of history. You understand our worldview, our points. You get us. You find us funny. You find us entertaining. The geeks who run their podcasts, they think their whole audience is like them, a geek. So when they sit on the podcast and say things like, you're a misogynist or whatever it is, all it does is make their audience curious. And half of their audience agrees with them and hates us. And the other half are going to end up right here in the emergency meeting chat. Shout out to anyone who watched a hit video on us and ended up here because you actually like what we say. So all they're doing is aiding and abetting the mission, the grand mission, to take over the universe. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
But I'm not going to say your names anymore.
Yeah, exactly. So let's first let's go through some of these super chats and then we're going to talk about who has a better suit.
No, we're not going to talk about who has a better suit.
Why not?
100 man hours went into making my suit.
So what are you scared of?
I'm not having that conversation. I will walk off.
Why?
Because it's a dumb thing to say.
I'm just saying we could put a poll up who has a better suit.
Oh my God, I'm not, you know what? Take Confidential viewers, Emergency Meeting viewers, I'm actually going to put that poll up. Who has a better suit?
Go on, tell them where your suit's from, tell them about your suit, and I'll tell you about mine.
Okay. My suit was made by a company called Huntsman, who are on Savile Row. They make the clothing for royalty. They've been established since 1849. If you've ever watched the movie Kingsman, that's actually filmed in a tailor shop on Savile Row. That is the tailor shop. They film it in Huntsman, because Huntsman is such an iconic location. They've made suits and dresses for Katharine Hepburn, Charlie Chaplin. They've got all their late, great, celebrities' patterns on the wall. The time it takes is between 6 and 12 weeks from the moment you order. The materials are the finest materials in the world. A typical suit, this plain black suit, will cost you around $10,000. The black shirt, around $400. These custom-made black leather shoes were made by a company called Gaziano and Gerling. They cost me about $12,000.
Are you done?
Yes, tell us about your suit.
My suit was created on December 1st, 1986.
Don't say birthday suit.
It is my birthday
suit. You are so, you know
1,000 women have stroked my birthday suit and been absolutely and utterly flabbergasted, impressed beyond belief.
At the miniature dimensions of its lower parts.
Perhaps, but they still had a surprised look on their face. I get to walk around. It's always on.
By the way, you're not in your birthday suit. You have pants on.
It's waterproof.
You're not naked.
That's true, actually. Just some proof for the haters. I do wear pants.
So whose suit is better? I'm actually going to put this poll out. Whose suit is better? If you win this, I swear to God.
But I got the diamond. I got the bling. I got the diamonds in the blicky.
Whose watch is... We'll do a watch poll after that. I'm wearing, of course, a black alligator strap Patek.
No, Tristan, we're broke. Don't you all the people on the internet said we're a scam. We don't have any money. That suit is from Primark.
One sec. Can I just actually give a quick shout out to that page, Baller Busters? All of our haters were messaging them saying, can you find out if these guys are fake? And they zoomed in on our watches. They tried to zoom in. They checked the license plates of the cars.
They joined Hustlers University.
Yeah, exactly. All the cars are legit. All the watches are real. They basically put up a bunch of stories saying, look, you may not like these guys, but they're fucking ballers and they've got the money. So shout out to my guys at Baller Busters.
Well, Baller Busters is smart, right? Because most people cannot separate disliking our personalities from our products.
Yes.
They will sit there and go, I don't like Andrew, so Hustlers University must be a scam. They're not smart enough to say, well, I don't like the CCP in China, but TikTok's still a good product. That takes a level of intellect that most do not possess.
Correct.
So Baller Busters literally said, look, I don't particularly like what these guys say. I'm not saying I like them or endorse what they say. Lots of people don't like what they say, but they are not scamming and their products are legitimate. That takes a level of brain power that most of our discreditors don't have.
Maturity.
Most of the videos you will watch that are calling the War Room a cult or the Hate You a scam don't even mention the product. They just say, who is Andrew Tate? Andrew Tate's misogynist. Andrew Tate's sexist. Andrew Tate's bad. He says he sells Hate You, so it's bad. They don't go into Hate You. They don't talk about what Hate You does. They don't talk about the credits of Hate You. They don't interview any students. They don't talk about how many students we have. They don't read the reviews. Nothing. They just say, it's Andrew Tate, so it must be bad. So anyone with a brain knows it's bullshit. But hey, it's good. It's a good filter. We don't need idiots. We need people who have a brain who sit there and go, well, if he has that many students, he must be doing something right. You don't get that large and keep that many students without giving some sort of value. Yes. How many students are in HU right now?
I think 106,000.
No, I think it's even more than that. Let me check. How many people are making money with us? Let me check. Mr. Producer.
Don't sing.
He makes the best shows, Mr. Producer. He's got all them hoes. Mr. Producer.
If you call ladies hoes again, I refuse to do a podcast with a misogynist.
Yeah, that's true. I'm a misogynist.
Yeah, but you're doing a podcast with a kidnapper. By the way, there's a lot of super chats coming up. What do you say to people who say that you're fake or actors or whatever? Watch Emergency Meeting Episode 11. We go over all of the rumors said about us, whether or not we're human traffickers, whether we're Russian agents, whether we came from another dimension, which is completely true, whether we're the same person. We go through all of those. So please don't waste your money super chatting any of those questions, because Emergency Meeting Episode 11 has them all.
He's going to bring the feeling, Mr. Producer, to the emergency meeting.
Okay, so thank you. 60% said I have a better suit. So thank you that you've seen this. And they obviously want me on the podcast.
124,116 students.
And they're all staying.
And yeah, that's how many students have joined and make more money than they gain. Now, actually, one recent hit video came out by a guy called CoffeeZilla, who I actually kind of respected and thought had a brain, but whatever. I want to debate him. I want to talk to that guy. But he was like, I joined and there's people in there and it said it was going to make me rich, but there's people bragging about making $2,000. If you pay $49 to join something and you make $2,000, that's a good investment. Why would you make a hit piece saying Tate takes $50 and teaches people how to make $2,000? He's a scammer.
Well, what you have to understand is
dumb.
Not everybody is a multi-million dollar YouTuber. So if you pay $49 and make 10, 15, 20 grand, this is changing people's lives. I don't know who this guy is, but you know, if Elon Musk joined, I'm not sure he could make an amount of money relevant to him, but he's also the world's richest man. Everyone can make a lot of money inside of Hustlers University. Everybody.
Yeah. If you're a 17-year-old kid, you'd spend $50 and you make $2,000. That's life-changing money.
Right? Yeah. So don't discredit these people and their hard work. It's really stupid.
Well, whatever. Just some other dude on the internet, some dork, some news.
What does he look like? I don't know.
He looks.
Does he?
Like a geek.
Oh, he must be then.
He must be.
Hold tight, Mamusu. Lee Manor High School. That's Marsh right. Farm.
Right. I've got a video of Coffee Zilla. I'll show you him quick. Let me see. Because I'm Mr. Producer. I have everything.
Okay.
Right. What else are we talking about?
How
old whose suit was better? Where's the result of the suit?
Oh no, I won. It was 61%.
Are you sure? I don't see it.
The poll was clear. You don't have a suit. People know.
I kiss my teeth at you in the mic.
People know. So the test is coming up. Now I'm going to sit back a little bit and let you talk for once, because, you know, you're famously silent. What is the test? Well, you can't even say. Give us a flavor. Tell us what the test is, who's coming, why it's happening, and without giving away too much detail, please.
Yeah, the test is happening in 3 days. The test is something that was planned before Corona and then was delayed because of Corona, because we couldn't get the international flights into Romania, which is obviously where I'm based, and it's for war room members only. It's a rite of passage. In days of old, men could go through something, a rite of passage which changed them from a boy into a man. Some degree of struggle or hardship that they could complete, which allowed them to know, and they could broadcast and brag to the outside world and say, I am a man because I have completed X. The modern world has removed that. The war room has brought it back. The test is for war room members only. We have over 100 men descending on Bucharest, Romania, from all around the world, from over 27 countries, and they will be tested. And depending on how they do in the test, some will emerge as men, some will stay as, well, we don't have any children in the war room, but they'll certainly learn a lot about themselves, because you must suffer to learn about yourself. There must be struggle. You do not learn about yourself any other way. There must be a degree of risk. There must be an unfavorable outcome for failure. There's only so much inside of life where it's truly on the line. They've built a society now. They've built a life for you all where you can perpetually fail and nothing bad will happen to you. You can half do your job and you can fail at basically everything and you'll still manage to find enough food to sit and exist. The test prevents that. If you fail, there will be consequence. Welcome to the real world. I'm super excited for this. Also, I've got some very good friends of mine coming to the test.
Before you announce that, I want everyone to smash the like button. I don't know what this does, but people do this on YouTube, don't they? Smash the like button, share this, spread it, send it to everybody who's not currently watching this. Let's get those viewer numbers up because it's a message that needs to be heard. So who is coming to the test? Who? And let's just say we haven't 100% agreed on inviting these people. I have far more reservations than you do about inviting these people along to my
fucking... I'm not going to say who they are.
To my fucking house.
I'm not going
to
say they are, but there's a liberal news organization which has reached out, which is desperate to find out more about the war room, and I'm going to let them come to the test because they say it's a cult. I'm going to let them come see the test, etc., and they're going to do a hit piece on me. But what they don't understand is hit pieces make me stronger. It's like Shang Tsung when he takes a soul. Everyone's out here making 25 hit pieces on me a day, and what I do is I wake up in the morning and I sit there and I connect my chi, and I tap into the source. And I absorb all the hit pieces and I get stronger than I've ever been. This video said takes this. And it gets inside of me. Take video. This said takes this. And I get stronger and stronger. I want all the hit pieces, the professionally edited, long form, very well researched hit piece where the guy's sitting there going, this guy's bad for everybody.
And they all
get it inside of my blood.
And they all then come to the conclusion that you're a misogynist human trafficker. Only one of those is true.
Boring. Lame. Been there, done it.
Been there, done
so
it.
So this news organization is coming to do a hit piece on me, and they're like, it's not going to be a hit piece. And I replied, it is going to be a hit piece, but I don't care because I'm top G, so come do a hit piece.
It's going to get 10 million views.
Come do a hit piece. If you want some, I'll give it you. Have you not seen Morpheus? Don't know Morpheus when Neo gets back up. What does he do? Bring it on. Give me the hit piece.
You know, when all this bad stuff started going on, being spoken about, and all these bad rumors started spreading about us, you know, that we're human traffickers, that we're this and that, we're like the Borg. Who remembers the Borg? The first hit, you're like, oh, no, that hurts a bit. And you slowly, slowly adapt until everything becomes ineffective. Nothing anybody says about me matters ever.
Resistance is futile. You will join Hustlers University. You will be assimilated. Resistance is futile. Lay down your weapons. We are the Borg. Your weapons do not work against us. The cube appears. You can't do shit. Raise your shields. Doesn't matter. Tractor beam. Fuck you. Anyway, so we're the Borg now.
We are the Borg. Me and you are officially the Borg.
Nice.
I want memes, guys. Memes.
Borg memes.
Borg memes.
We hate you students. Borged out.
Let's do it. Assimilate it. I need Borg memes today. Send them over to me. If they're good, I'll send you $100 cash.
Perfect. Any good super chats?
There are a few good super chats, some of them better than others.
While you look, I'll sing. Mr. Producer.
But there are some really rubbish.
He makes the best shows. Mr. Producer. He's got all them hoes. Mr. Producer.
All of our super chats are just things that are like compliments.
He's gonna bring the feeling, Mr. Producer. to the emergency meeting.
Yoga fire.
Also, Take TV is launched, if you guys haven't noticed. So let's talk about Take TV. Some bumbaclut has started a scam on YouTube. And what he's doing is he's taking my
taking
my old podcasts, running them as a live event on some bullshit YouTube channel. And then they click through to a fake website that I don't own that promises to double your Bitcoin if you send Bitcoin to this address. It's a crypto scam, right?
Who the fuck would fall for that?
I don't know. But we have the war room looking into him. We've already found out what continent he's in, what country he's in. Boom, boom. Shutters are rolling up soon. Bop, 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 bop.
Don't threaten people on the podcast. He's joking. This is entertainment purposes.
Entertainment purposes only. So we're finding out. But in the meantime, I decided to combat that by doing my own genuine live stream. So Tate TV is live. So whenever emergency meeting's not running, there's going to be a Tate TV running on the official Tate Speech channel, which is going to be some original content and some reruns of my favorite podcasts or videos from War Room Summit, so that kind of thing. So if you're ever bored or if you're ever working and you want some power in the background, listen to Tate TV, because you're also going to see some original stuff that's never been seen before. So it's 50-50. So you're going to click on it. Some stuff's new, some stuff's old, but Tate TV is now a full-time thing. So basically, he gave me the idea to start a TV channel. It's called Tate TV, and I think we need a theme tune for Tate TV.
Okay, but before you get to the theme tune, I just want to say, people are sending me messages, and I'm not going to say their names, but yes, I've seen the messages, and here's why I'm not going to reply. Hey, man, this guy was using your face in your videos, and he stole $4,000 from my Bitcoin wallet. No. Let me explain something. I have a verified Instagram. That is the whole point of being verified. Throughout my entire history, everyone knows I have Tate Speech and Tate Confidential, two YouTube channels, Andrew's Instagram, verified. We are verified. If I approach you on Instagram and you talk to verified Tristan Tate and try and do some sort of business deal, you can probably trust that that's going to go through well. If you're watching some bullshit YouTube channel that has existed for 1 week and you hear me or Andrew talking from some footage that already exists on the internet and it says something that is too good to be true, send your Bitcoin here and it will come back doubled, then you are a punk. You are a mark.
Yeah, use your
brain. Deserve to lose your money. Do not message me. I cannot help you. I cannot make the blockchain give you your money back, and I'm certainly not going to reimburse you. Do not fall for scams.
Correct. So Tate TV, someone's asking in the chat, Tate TV is going to be live on the Tate Speech channel. This channel will be live whenever we're not doing an emergency meeting. There'll be Tate TV. So tune in. 50% original, 50% old content, some of my favorite stuff. And we're going to hype it up. We're going to make it really, really professional. I'm going to put in adverts and shit. It's going to be sick. It's going to be bad boy. Speaking of that, something else I'm thinking of launching. We have to do an actual poll for this because I'm thinking of doing it.
Do you know Andrew Paps? No? $300 for no reason. Thank you, Andrew. But continue, Andrew.
Thank you, Andrew Paps.
Free Joe Exotic.
Yeah, all the money goes to Joe Exotic. I'm thinking of launching merch. Merchandise. But my merch won't be no pussy-ass merch. My merch will be sick. Like,
give me some ideas. Give us a flavor of the merch you're thinking of launching.
No brokies.
Sparkling water.
No, not scared of bubbles. Aikido. Imagine walking around with a t-shirt saying Aikido. Who's going to fight you? Nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody. My unmatched perspicacity coupled with sheer indefatigability makes me a feared opponent in any realm of human endeavor. Put that on a t-shirt and walk around, and when someone tries to talk to you and ask you a question, just go. Make them read it. And they'll be like, what does perspicacity mean? Shut up!
I think you should bring in classics like, what color is your Bugatti? Classics like, more booze.
More booze. Yeah, we can make a spacesuit for Luke.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking of going merch.
Where's your spacesuit?
And the reason I want to go merch is as follows. I can no longer walk the street. Every time I go anywhere, I get hundreds of people begging for photos. And when people ask for a photo, to them, they think it's just a small deal. But because it's been asked 100 times that day, it gets a bit fucking tedious. So from now on, once the merch launches, and I'm thinking I'm going to put this together within 48 hours, so it'll be launching on Friday or definitely by the next emergency meeting. I've even got the domain. You know what the domain is?
TopG.com.
TopG.com. It's coming. So when the merch launches, if you are wearing my merch and see me out on the streets, you can have as many photos as you want. If you ain't wearing my merch, then you're not part of the team.
Yeah.
So that's how I'm going to do it. Also, anyone who wears the merch and tags me on Instagram, I'll share. Because I shared one guy and he messaged me, go, bro, I just gained 10,000 followers and now a bunch of girls are messaging me. I was like, yeah, enjoy the pussy. I got too much pussy. You have to pussy. I don't want pussy.
Yeah. I've got a million followers. Half are women. I can't have sex with 500,000 women.
Yeah, I could, obviously.
400,998.
Yeah, there's max. Couple spare.
There's limits.
So So also I'm going to tag people. So I'm thinking to go merch so I know who's truly on the team. So yeah. We're going to do merch. We're going to make it cheap. No profit. We don't need profit.
Yeah, and we're going to blow up your Instagrams if you tag yourself with merch. So should we do merch, yes or no? Would you buy merch, yes or no?
Would you buy merch? I've already got a few designs. Should I show some of my merch designs?
Yeah, show the merch designs.
All right, I'll go get it from my phone, which is obviously a difficult task, but I am Mr. Producer.
Right. You know, it's gonna start coming out that the merch is a scam and our t-shirts aren't real t-shirts. The haters are gonna start saying that.
The t-shirts aren't real t-shirts. Yeah,
the baseball caps aren't real baseball caps.
Yeah, it's all fake.
Yeah, the merch is imaginary.
1 second, let me find it.
The producer.
He makes the best shows. Right. First thing I gotta do is palm, palm, palm. I need 2 minutes. You gotta make talk for 2 minutes. If you don't want to talk, smile, just sing.
No, I don't want you to sing.
You don't want to sing?
Nobody wants you to sing.
You don't want to sing? Why?
Much love from Sweden, $60.
Why don't you sing?
Thank you, Caleb Daniels.
Why don't you sing?
How can I play top G in chess?
Only so in person.
Let me tell you, his time is extremely valuable. I'm actually going to tell you this, and this is not about how I could play you in chess, because we get a bunch of super chats also. How can I meet you? I want to tell you my idea. I want to come face to face with you. Hey, man, can I buy you a drink? Do you have any concept of how much money I make in 20 minutes? I do not want to sit and talk to you unless I think you are a person of value. I don't want to sit and play chess with you and beat you at chess unless I think you are a person of value. If you want to play chess with Andrew, I would recommend making an impression with inside of Hustlers University. Do something big. Inside of the war room, network your way up. That's the way to have dinner with people. That's the way to play chess with people. I right now cannot message Elon Musk saying, let's have dinner together. But you know what? In a year or two, I might be able to. I've been working my way up my entire life, and I now know celebrities, famous people who want to talk to me, who want to talk to my brother. I didn't just sit on the street when I was broke back in the KFC stealing days I told you all about and message famous people and email them saying, hey, man, can I sit and play chess with you? Can I sit and have 5 minutes of your time? No one gives a fuck, because what you don't understand is at the level that I'm at and at the level that he's at, my inbox gets about 400 messages per 15 minutes. 400 messages per 15 minutes, and all of them are, can I have 5 minutes of your time? I get, can I have 5 minutes of your time more than once every 5 minutes? I'd have to live two fucking lives to oblige you all. So fucking fix up, have some social awareness, and don't ask stupid questions like, hey man, can I meet you? Hey man, I'm gonna come see you guys if you're in here. No, you're not. I don't know you. And people are so autistic nowadays. Someone came up to me the other day, and I was feeling nice. Hey man, can I have a picture? Leans in, snap. I went, yeah, cool, nice to meet you. By the time I put my hand up, he's walking away, looking at the picture on his phone. You're trying to steal some clout from me? Fucking, I'm turning around out of my day. I was on a date with a beautiful woman. Don't fucking waste my time. Yeah. Merch wearers only.
Merch
wearers. Or you're going to catch these hands. I'm going to say, you know what? Merch or hands. Put that on a t-shirt. If you come up to me and you're not wearing something that shows that you're a member of my team, I'm going to punch you in the face.
Merch or hands. Right. Here we go.
Let me tell a story. While we're on this topic. I was in a reality TV show called Shipwrecked when I was 23 years old. This is over 10 years ago. I was in a club, and this is the only time in my life before the last few years when people would come up to me and say, hey, man, can I take a picture with you? Instagram didn't exist. Some idiot came up and said, hey, can I have a picture with you? I stood there with this group of friends, took a picture. Yeah, man, good to meet you. I said, yeah, cool, goodbye. Then on Twitter, I saw a post. I searched my name on Twitter because I cared about fame back then. And it said, hey, ran into Tristan Tate at the club, told him he was a dickhead, LOL. And I replied, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. You were super respectful and terrified. So no, if you're not wearing the merch, I'm going to assume you're one of those people and I will physically strike you.
I sneezed.
Entertainment purposes only. I'd never physically strike anyone.
I sneezed. Right. Merch. So this is what we're going to do. And you're right. Merch wearers only. So here's my first idea. All right. Have we done a poll on whether we should have merch or not?
No, we've done a poll on would you buy merch?
Or how many? What was the percent? What's the results? Where's the results?
Oh, it froze.
Froze. Yeah, that's the poll freeze, bruv. All the shit I'm doing here, moving cameras, moving mics, Mr. Producing, you can't even run a fucking poll. I'm tired of carrying this entire... Calm down. Right. Put a poll up.
The poll's up.
Right.
Show the designs.
So we're going to show the designs. Every time I show a design, guys, you have to write in the chat, one is good if you like it. Flood it with ones if you like it. Ready? So this is my first idea. My first idea is Top G Aikido. Check that. Aikido. Top G. If someone sees you wearing that, they're not really going to step to you. Not too tough. They're going to be like, that's pretty bad boy. Top G Aikido. And then we can share it on our Instagram so that these people can get some pussy. And then also, everyone knows, we know Aikido. You see me there as Bruce Lee, because obviously I'm a nunchucks master. Did you know I'm a nunchucks master?
Well, I did.
Yeah, I'm pretty good with nunchucks. While we're on it, talking about nunchucks, I completely off topic.
I'm gonna have to show off my throwing knife skills.
You are.
Let people know that I'm fucking serious.
But I just spent a week on a yacht in Croatia because I'm rich. And while I was there, I had a lot of downtime. And what I was doing is practicing my nunchucks on the boat, because the boat is got waves, right? So the boat's unstable. It's an unstable platform, which made it much more difficult because the timing's more difficult and catching is more difficult on the unstable platform. And then I thought, this can extrapolate towards life. You can't just be good at something when the conditions are optimal. You must be good at things when the conditions are suboptimal. You must be able to perform when others cannot perform. You must be able to be the guy who can go out into the rain and still be outstanding. That's who I am. So I'm not good at things when I'm supposed to be good at things, or when everyone's good at things. I'm good at things when other people are not good at things. That's why I am me, master of Udon. I have a genuine question here. That's for everybody. Genuine question. Name another millionaire who is good with nunchucks. Name one.
Chuck Norris.
Here, let's play number two. This is the unstable platform. This is the boat. Unstable. Because of the wave. You see me here. I'm on a message. How's it going on my way? I'm lost out on the nunchucks. Magic. I'm saying so anyway, yeah, I'm good with nunchucks on a boat. I can do lots of things. Yeah,
very few people. Jackie Chan. Very few. I agree.
So we agree. What was the results for the Aikido?
71%.
No, that's for merch. But what are they? What the ones?
Oh, it's people, ones. It's all ones.
People
it's
like
all,
the Aikido. It's all ones. Yes. Aikido.
And everybody, if you send a stupid super chat that I don't read, don't then say this show's pre-recorded because they didn't reply. You fucking nerds. Ban anyone who says it's pre-recorded.
You look like a geek.
You look like a geek.
Right, so that's the first idea I had. Second idea I had was this one.
Let me show you. And you found your bulldog mindset a while back. Learned so much following your videos. Chromalack. Thank you.
Resist the slave mind. Red pill from Morpheus. Ones or twos? Come on, guys. This is important.
It's about 8 or 9 ones to each two.
This is good, because this is like we have to work out what the hardcore G's need out here in the world.
It's a mix of ones and twos.
If you wear this t-shirt, the number of people can come up to you and go, that's the Andrew Tate guy. He's a misogynist. And you get to say,
I know.
You need to resist the slave mind. Take the red pill.
Speaking of misogyny, Snarls, super chat for $20 from Canadian. Genuine question. How do you feel about women joining HU? Or even the war room? Side note, Andrew keeps singing Mr. Producer. Love it. So your voice is melting her heart. HU is good for everybody. HU is. The war room, in fact, I will concede something. Let me concede something about the war room, because a lot of people like, oh, you don't let women in because you're misogynist. You don't let women in because you're sexist. You don't let men in. Let me tell you one of the reasons we don't let women in that actually gives credit to women. I am a man who lives an excellent life. My brother is a man who lives an excellent life. The spiritual leader of the war room, I guess, would be the essence and attitude of my father. The other leaders of the war room are all men. What do we know that's gonna teach you how to be a good woman? If you want to be a good woman, find a good man, date a war room member. He's gonna make you better. I am a man, and I'm gonna show young men and older men the way that men should live. That's what the war room is all about. I want to network with men, do business with men. If you are a woman looking to upgrade yourself to the level of a war room member's wife, girlfriend, then date a war room member. I'm not gonna teach you anything.
Correct. So I've shown some of the merch. I've shown about 10% of it. I got crazy things coming.
It's a bunch of ones.
Bunch of ones. Also, I've got
some twos.
We're gonna sell the mugs as well. The Cobra Tape mugs.
Yeah.
So what I'm gonna do, ladies and gentlemen, is topg.com currently diverts to CobraTape.com, where you can join Hustlers University. That is gonna soon be our merch website. Before it goes live, I'm going to send out an email that gives a discount code for the first 24 hours so you can get the merch even cheaper. We're selling it ridiculously cheap, so I just want people to wear it, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I
want
to see people with
see people wearing merch it. On. But we're going to have a further discount code, so we'll pay for the shipping, whatever, who cares. So sign up to the email list on CobraTake.com so you can get the email. When you get the email, you get 24 hours, you get a discount code, and you go to TopG.com, and you get to get all the shit. So it's going to be fucking sick. Like, everything I fucking do is going to be beautiful and amazing. TopG. Aikido. So that's the merch. I'm glad people like it. So 76%, blah, 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 blah. Right, what else do we have to talk about today?
That is almost it. Apart from the fact that, I mean, I think we covered haters still being obsessed with you and why they're obsessed with you. Besides that, we have no more talking points written down. I'm going to get some super chats done.
Read the super chats, yeah.
So, super chats. Let's see. James isn't sending them fast enough.
Must reload. Click on the top.
No, we got it. We got it.
Actually.
Go on.
I actually filmed a video yesterday. What I was doing is I was leaving my 5-star hotel and my bodyguards were opening the door to the Rolls Royce Phantom I was driving in. And when I got into the back of it, someone informed me that another brokey made another video about me. And I recorded a video specifically on haters, which is going to be a Tate speech released later on. But I'm going to play it here during the emergency meeting anyway. So I've just messaged a guy's name who we're not allowed to say, James, and he's going to send it to me now. And I'm about to play it.
So first,
let's do some super chats.
Super chats. Didn't Mr. Producer say it gets hot in there because the AC is not on? Yes, that is true. Why am I not sweating in my suit? Is that the point of your super chat? Because I have an iron mind. I can control the functions of my body. For most people, their hands are controlled by their brain. For me, every aspect is. I can actually levitate. It's why I don't need to sleep. So when my body's like, it's hot, I'm going to start sweating, I just stop. So yes, it does get hot in there. And smoky.
T-shirt idea. Andrew's Cobra Tate tattoo on a t-shirt on the right chest. Very smart. Good idea. You hear that? Someone who works for me, one of the 1,000 people in the world who work for me, who heard that, write it down, get it to the designer, make it happen. We need it on the website, topg.com.
Crazy hot boy made $400 in HU last week. Thank you. I would love to see you guys stream Street Fighter. That won't ever happen. I don't believe in streaming video games. I believe that if people are going to watch me, I'm going to give them something worth watching and give them some information worth hearing.
The guys who do this show is saying to me, I need to show loads of HU testimonials that we have wins. Everyone knows HU's real by now. If you're sitting here going, if he shows me a testimonial, then I'll join. Then fuck you. It's real. Everyone knows it's real. It's too big to be a scam. It would have taken more energy and more effort for me to fake it than to actually make it. It would take more energy and more effort for me to convince 130,000 people to stay inside of my program and give positive reviews to a program which is not worth positive reviews than it would to actually build a program valid and worthwhile. It's so much easier for me to just actually deliver value than to try and fake a scam this big.
Exactly.
So anyone with a brain knows that HU is legit. No one's staying inside of it unless they're making money. Not everyone's going to make money, of course, if you're a lazy idiot. But if you join and you try, you make more than you invested. It's very, very, very simple. So HU is real. I can show a testimonial. Should I show a testimonial? No. Should I? I mean, I can. I've got endless. We get thousands a day. Should I show a testimonial?
Can't keep up. I mean, show one if you want. I was going to read a super chat.
Go on, read it.
Careful, those boots might bite your toes. Let me explain something to you. In the words of the great Ric Flair, I have a hard time keeping these alligators down, which means these boots might bite your face. I'll kick you straight in the face. I love throwing kicks. I threw a kick in that lad in that video that you know, the one that I'm not allowed to talk about where people were sitting on a Bugatti and I kicked somebody. Now that I'm wearing alligator shoes, it actually makes the kick 3 times more dangerous, 3.5 actually to be exact. Alligators sting, man. You don't want it.
Talking about haters and how stupid internet haters are, some guy messaged me going, there's an internet hater who says he knows cars really well and he understands how difficult it is to get a Bugatti even if you have money and they don't own a Bugatti. So then I said, look on Bugatti's main official website. If you go, not website, Instagram. If you go to at Bugatti official webs.
Instagram.
At official Bugatti Instagram. Official Instagram. You can scroll down and find our Bugatti on the official Instagram with our name, Tate, stitched into the headrest and our Instagrams tagged in the comments.
You must have hacked Bugatti and it's all Photoshop.
I hacked Bugatti and Photoshopped everything. And the Bugatti you see us driving around in is actually a Toyota. And I built a Bugatti on top. Then I got Bugatti in on the scam.
Yeah.
And then like, what, how is that even?
Imagine
being so desperate to hate that you can't even accept reality.
It's exactly like HU2's a scam. It's far more difficult to be, have access to a car that looks and sounds and drives and could, at the speeds exactly like a Bugatti, that is the same color every time, with our headrest stitched into it, and get Bugatti in on the scam to actually post photos of our car with the Tate name in the headrest and to tag us, it's easier to just make $5 million and buy a fucking car. It really is. And making $5 million isn't easy, but I don't know who you'd have to be to pull off that kind of scam. We have a Bugatti. Get the fuck over it. We have a lot of cars.
We have a lot
get
of cars.
Get over it. Get over it. What the fuck's wrong with you? Same with Hustlers University too. It's exactly the same logic. To have 130,000 people, you know, blowing up the servers, talking there, posting their wins, you know what, running Tristan, up, making
you know what,
their videos.
You know what, Tristan,
it'd be harder.
Tristan, I am such a troll. Yeah. I'm such a troll that all the people saying that Tate's a scammer and he runs a cult. I'm such a troll. I'm tempted to make t-shirts saying Tate runs a cult.
Do it.
And put them out for sale. I would love that. Tate runs a cult. Tate runs a scam. I might put them on the merch website. I don't give a fuck.
There's a big super chat here. Hello, gentlemen. I've been a member of of HU and the War Room for well over 6 months now. Made over $50,000 trading stocks. Thank you. That's $200 from KPH. Well, he gave me $200, so the guy's obviously got some money. Well, let me explain something to you. Oh, no, wait. Isn't HU2 just multi-level marketing? Oh, wait, you're telling me a multi-millionaire stock trader is coaching people on how to buy and sell stocks, and this guy who has enough money to send $200 super chats has made tens of thousands of dollars. But how is that multi-level marketing? I can't work it out. I thought it was all multi-level marketing. Some sort of pyramid scheme, isn't it? Fucking retarded.
Let them keep
making it. But God bless you. And keep up the good work. I'll see you inside.
I am the most Googled man on the planet. I am the number one most Googled man on the planet. I am more famous than the Kardashians. I'm more famous than Donald Trump. I'm more famous than Joe Biden. I'm the most Googled man on the planet. Thank you to my haters. I appreciate it very, very much. Right. That video, my producer, the guy whose name I'm not allowed to say, James, who we're not allowed to say his name.
Where is the Talisman merch? There will be some Talisman merch.
Oh, yeah.
There'll be Talisman merch.
He's saying that I should save my message to the haters from the Rolls Royce for a Tate speech. So fine. Is everyone liking? How many likes we got?
I don't know. We have 15,300 people watching us.
So why don't we have 15,000 likes?
Because nobody likes it. 5.6K likes, right? Everyone like the like button. I'm not going to talk till we have at least 7,000 likes. So I'm not talking. Push the button or I'm not talking.
Yeah, I'm going to do some Mr. Producing while we wait. I'm going to do this. I came from the
coast to certified G's. Pow, see, I can do that. You shouldn't talk either. We have 6K likes now. It's gone.
This is you and your mates?
Oh, you and your mates.
No, it's you and your mates.
No, it's you and your mates. I remember. I was filming. You and your mates.
Sorry, they're not my mates. Remember when we faked having a Bugatti?
Yeah. Do you remember when all of the supercars are faked?
Remember?
This isn't actually a $10,000 suit. It's just, the reason it looks so exceptionally well cut is because I used... This suit isn't very well tailored. It's painted on. Shoe polish has just painted the skin. That's why it looks like it fits so well.
I need to do one more poll before we leave. And we have to leave too, because at 10:30 we got some whoopies to see.
Yeah. Oh no, but this is pre-recorded, isn't it?
Oh, pre-recorded, blah blah blah. Yeah, we gotta go see.
We're in a suit at 5 a.m.
Right. So
before you look
like a geek.
Like a geek.
Before we go, I want to ask a question.
Ask.
I've been going on Twitch, and the level of intellect on Twitch is so much lower than the level of intellect even anywhere else on the internet.
Oh my god, I don't even like you talking to these people.
It's ridiculous.
And they just bring on nerds. People who are okay will be talking to you, say, hey, my friend wants to come on, and it's just some geek.
And he's like, actually, women can drive better than me. All right, bro.
Cool, whatever.
I have evidence I can't drive.
Cool, G. I believe
cool.
him.
Cool, it's fine.
I believe him. But it's I don't like you talking to these people. There's so many intellectual levels below you.
I know, but you know, like, I feel like I can conquer more space. Maybe I need to keep doing Twitches. Do I keep doing Twitches?
You might save some youngsters. I mean, people watching it might think, oh, wow, this guy's actually much smarter than the people who, you know, have never worked a job or done anything in the real world and have just talked on Twitch.
Every time I go on Twitch, people who hate me end up making 25-part docu-series on my life. And it's a whole bunch of views and attention, which is great. I mean, I don't mind. They're like, hey, he went on Twitch and he didn't
know. You know what's cool about that guy who got mad at you about the women driving thing? Him and his uncle deny the Armenian genocide. They want to talk about empirical evidence all the time, and they are Armenian genocide deniers, literally. So that's actually criminal. Shout out to all my Armenians right here.
I actually find it offensive that cis white male, straight white male, like himself. Is he straight? He's bi. A bi white male is... talking to me, obviously I'm a person of color, And I live in a poor country. I'm a marginalized individual, and I find it very, very insulting that he wants to come along and insult me. So we're going to have to do something about that. I think we're going to have to officially complain to Twitch because he's obviously a racist. Yeah, so we'll have to see what we can do.
So anyway, I'm not even going to talk about that nerd, but yeah, he denies.
What, your mate?
He denies the Armenian.
What, your mate?
Which is ridiculous.
Your mate. I have a video of him. If anyone's wondering who we're talking about, here he is. Look, I'll show you.
God, we're going to show you. We said we're not going to say his name.
But we're going to show you who we're talking about. This is him. You want to talk about your best mate, quick?
I'm going to talk about whoever has been trolling the archives of YouTube history and have found that reality TV show I was on. At the time, I didn't really have much money, but there was a guy on the show called Kitten. Yeah, he called himself Kitten.
Your mate.
And a clip has gone viral of me, at the time, not a millionaire, not particularly rich or successful, lecturing him, saying, you don't have a job in real life. You're nobody in real life. You're never going to get anywhere in real life because you're leaving this island and you're never going to accomplish anything in the real world because you can't handle what essentially is a free holiday just because it's a little bit difficult. I like clips like that, and I want everyone to keep sharing clips like that and clips like that from the island, from the TV show, that show my powerful mindset at the time, how determined I was at the time, how competent I was at the time, because it is no surprise that Kitten, I don't know what he's up to. I think he gets flooded with messages from emergency meeting fans. I don't know what any of the shipwrecked people are up to. Carl Finley's still a G, and Ashley I'm in touch with, but it's no surprise that I'm on my way to billionaire status. No surprise. So everyone check that out if you ever get time. Please watch Shipwrecked.
You know what, T? I'm enjoying this emergency meeting, but something just struck me.
What?
While my haters, which I can sense them because I have spider senses,
are watching.
They're watching because I'm Morpheus, right? Yeah. I can
I can feel I'm powering up. I'm the powering board. I feel it.
So while they sit here and they watch this and they decide to dissect it and break it down and do a 12-part docuseries saying, Andrew's bad. And while they give me all their viewers and all that attention and get me more Googles and make me more money, while they do all that, I don't really need to do much anymore. Like, they're doing all the work for me. So I'm thinking what I might do is I might just take this diamond watch and then I might get the strap, put that on because it's fun to wear just in case someone gets fresh. And then I might put on the top to my Armani tracksuit, but I'll wear it open, like chest out, like a G. And then what you'll get in the Rolls Royce, and then I'll probably get in the Ferrari 812 super fast. Okay. And then we can go down to Bucharest and we can hit the club and we can get about 30 girls to our table, 50 bottles of champagne, 2 bottles of vodka, and shut it the fuck down. How about that?
One sec. What is the second line of the Mr. Producer song?
He makes the best shows.
No, that's the first line.
Mr. Producer. He makes the best shows. Mr. Producer.
He's got all them hoes. Now, how accurate would that song be if we just sat online all day? We're not Twitch streamers. Can we go get some fucking hoes, please? What's our Instagrams? Talisman Tate. Cobra Tate.
Yeah,
watch Instagram.
Emergency
meetings just started.
Watch our Instagram stories now. You're about to see a real emergency meeting. We'll show you about the shit that's about to go down. So while everyone sits here and does docuseries and edits a bunch of crap.
And it sits online for 9 hours. It has e-sex.
Tate is bad. We're going to go to the motherfucking club. We're going to the club.
Emergency meeting.
Fuck you.